When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 126, How to Prioritize by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friends? OLD stands for Optimal Living Daily, and this is Justin Mollick, the previous employee of Blockbuster Video who was robbed at gunpoint when I was approximately 20 years old. Good times. And I'm back today with a post from Steve Pavlina, who I haven't read from in over a month, actually, but I'm happy to be bringing this post to you because a few of you have asked about priorities, and I think Steve has a cool system that you can use to help you prioritize. And I actually used his wisdom to create a little productivity tool based in Microsoft Excel, and you can get that for free by joining my weekly email list. If you're already on my list, you don't have to do anything. It should be in your inbox already. But if you're new here or haven't yet joined my weekly newsletter, you can do that, and you'll get the spreadsheet within a couple of days. So to join, you can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, and that's probably the fastest way. Again, that's OPTIMAL to 44222. Or you can also subscribe by visiting me online at oldpodcast.com. So again, you'll get this productivity tool that I made just for you based on this post that I'm about to read to you, plus a couple of other spreadsheets I made, a video tutorial, and you'll be entered to win a book every single month. Lots of stuff. So that's that. Let's get this show on the road and start optimizing your life. How to Prioritize by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Virtually every time management system teaches that you must prioritize your projects to make sure you're working on what's truly important instead of getting caught up in minor things. However, few systems explain precisely how to do this. How do you decide which task is really the most important at any given time? Is it the one that's most urgent, the one that will earn you the most money, the one that will produce the greatest long-term happiness, the one that will please your boss the most? If you don't use an intelligent method of prioritization, you'll lack consistency and bounce from one task to another with no rhyme or reason. In this article, I'll share with you a simple and effective prioritization method adapted from the military. From a pure military, i.e. non-political, standpoint, the goal of any engagement is to achieve victory by inflicting the greatest damage on your enemy with the least amount of resources. Wouldn't you say this is the essence of personal time management as well? You want to make the greatest amount of progress towards your goals with the least amount of effort. Objective. For prioritization to have any meaning, it's imperative that you have a clear objective. For the military, your overall objective may be to achieve a decisive victory. Your personal objective may be a set of goals, your mission statement or purpose, or even a state of being. The role of prioritization then is to help you achieve this result with as little effort as possible. Resources. The second consideration is the resources you have available. Military resources include troops, guns, tanks, bombs, planes, fuel, supplies, etc. Your personal resources include time, money, your social network, your physical energy, and so on. Time is generally your scarcest resource because it cannot be replenished. Prioritization. In order to prioritize intelligently, we need a method that tells us how to evaluate projects in terms of their overall importance. Which projects will help us achieve our objectives most efficiently? Carver. A key component of military strategy is selecting the most important targets to attack. But how do you know which targets are the most important? Centuries of warfare provided us with a reasonably intelligent answer. Carver is an acronym for Military Method of Target Selection. Carver stands for Criticality, Accessibility, Return or Recuperability, Vulnerability, Effect, and recognizability. I'll explain what these are in a moment. For every potential target, we assign a value of 1, lowest, to 5, highest, for each Carver factor, thereby creating a Carver matrix. Then by summing the six Carver values, we can calculate a total score for each target, and those scores represent the target's relative prioritization. The higher the Carver score, the more important a target becomes. Now let's explore the six Carver factors and consider how we can apply them to personal projects. Criticality. How critical is the target with respect to the main objective? Will it move you significantly closer to your goal, or is it a relatively puny and insignificant item? A low criticality project might be cleaning out your garage. It'd be nice to do, but it's probably not going to make that much difference in your life. Accessibility. Can you actually reach the target, or is it so well defended that attacking it directly is impossible? Do you have the means to tackle the project immediately, or does it have prerequisites? Starting a new business might not be very accessible if you work long hours and are living paycheck to paycheck, but asking for a promotion may be very accessible. Return. In military operations, the term recuperability is used here, referring to how quickly the enemy can recover from the destruction of the target. There's little point in attacking a target that can be rebuilt or replaced with minimal effort. For personal effectiveness, we'll use return instead. How great is the expected return on your commitment of resources? Developing a new passive income stream may yield a significant return, while watching the news may yield virtually none. Vulnerability. How vulnerable is the target? What amount of resources will be required to take it out? How vulnerable are the projects you're considering? A one-day project will score a high vulnerability rating, while a six-month project will score much lower. Similarly, an inexpensive project is more vulnerable than an expensive one. Effect. If you successfully destroy the target, how widespread will the impact be? If you successfully complete your project, what effect will it have on your life as well as the lives of others? Writing a best-selling book may have a significant effect, while completing your tax return will have very little effect. Recognizability. Can we see the target well enough to attack it, or is it highly camouflaged or mobile? Is your project crystal clear or totally fuzzy? How easy is it to recognize the steps necessary to complete the project? Have you completed this type of project before, or will you have to figure out the steps as you go along? Clear goals with clear steps will score higher on recognizability than foggy goals with unclear steps. Now let's see how we can create a Carver matrix to prioritize certain projects. The 1 to 5 rankings for each factor are simply for the sake of example, so your own rankings may vary. Keep in mind that these rankings are all relative to your primary objective, mission, or purpose. So you might have the task write a book with a criticality of 5, an accessibility of 3, return of 3, vulnerability of 1, effect of 5, and recognizability of 3 for a total of 20. But then you might have start a blog for a criticality of 2, accessibility of 5, return of 2, vulnerability of 5, effect of 4, and recognizability of 4, totaling higher, 22. And making new friends with a criticality of 4, accessibility of 2, return of 5, vulnerability of 3, effect of 3, and recognizability 1, total of 18. The numbers tell the story. According to our Carver matrix, the most important project to tackle next is to start a blog. While it's among the least critical items and won't necessarily produce a greater return for the time invested, it's relatively easy and straightforward to do. Next comes writing a book, which is a more critical long-term project, at least for our arbitrary person making these valuations, but it will also require a lot more effort to achieve. The worst project is making new friends, its main drawbacks being that it's too fuzzy and ill-defined, so it might be wise to replace that one with a more specific project. Even though we're just using simple addition instead of a more complex weighting of these factors, Carver does a fairly decent job of spitting out an intelligent prioritization of projects. It's really good at depicting which projects are worth the effort and which aren't. It also shows when you should tackle a piece of low-hanging fruit versus initiating a really big project. I use Carver often when running my computer games business. For example, my Carver matrix suggested it be wise to release an add-on for my top-selling product instead of creating a whole new game from scratch. Although the add-on wasn't going to sell as well as a new game, it was a fairly straightforward 2-week project that produced solid results. Feel free to adapt the basic concept of Carver to your specific needs. You can assign extra weight to certain factors, as well as introduce additional factors like enjoyment or financial payoff. Just be careful not to get carried away. The point of Carver is to select a reasonably intelligent project and then get into action. Don't lose yourself in hours of analysis paralysis. For group decisions, you can even have each team member create their own Carver matrix and then average the results. You'll quickly discover whether the team leader and team members are on the same page. By using a simple system like Carver, You'll know which projects are important enough to deserve your attention and which are, relatively speaking, a waste of your time and energy. You'll benefit from greater consistency in decision-making and better results for your efforts. You just listened to the post titled How to Prioritize by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Once again, I built an Excel spreadsheet based on this exact Carver system, and I made it so that you can weight each aspect like you talked about. It's pretty cool and works really well, so to get that, you just need to be on my weekly newsletter, and it's super easy to join. You can visit oldpodcast.com and join there, or you can just text the word optimal to the number 44222. Either way will work, and you'll get the spreadsheet within a couple of days. You'll get my other gifts first, and then this one will come soon after. And again, if you're already on my list, you should have an email from me already, or if not, then very soon. And that's it for today. Let me know how the spreadsheet works for you, and I will catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.